Right now, let's go to Waco. State Representative Kyle Cassell with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Scott.
You've been over in that area for about how long this morning?
We arrived about 11:30 last night on scene to the city of West, and were able to get to the community center right off the bat and visit with some friends and some first responders. And I can tell you the outcry from the surrounding areas and communities was truly incredible.
Well, the and you're in Waco right now. As we were just talking about, the storm is kind of passing through, and your plan is to head back over to the city?
Right. We were originally planning to be there at 6 a.m. to meet with the mayor and the other folks in charge of the situation. And due to this storm, we're going to hold tight and then move in. I think the command center has now moved to the St. Mary's Catholic Church, so we'll head there within the next 30, 40 minutes.
Certainly. Well, and again, a small community, tight-knit. This situation happened. One of the things we're talking about is at least cities around are up and running, as opposed to a tornado or something that would be a widespread situation. The help can come in from surrounding areas quickly, and that has to be a plus.
Absolutely. I'll say this. My family and my whole crew, our prayers and thoughts are with all our friends and family up there. You know, due to this long cycle, we've gotten to be very good friends with a lot of folks up in West, and a lot of these folks, you know, I was just watching the news and they're showing the footprint of the city and wondering why everything's so close. I mean, it is a true agricultural farming community. They farm right up to the edge of the town. So, you know, they've been very hesitant to build out into the fertile farmland. So everything's tight knit. And the mayor, Mushka, and I have developed a relationship just, you know, a few weeks ago. We had the almost entire city council up for West Day at the Capitol, which is just one of the truly most amazing days. Mm-hmm. Everybody looks forward to such an incredible group of people. And like I said, my thoughts and prayers are with them, and anything we can do to help the mayor and the city of West today.
Certainly. Well, travel safely. You know the number if you need to call in and share some more information with us. We'd love for you to do that, okay?
And as soon as I get there and get briefed, I will keep you in the loop, Scott.
Right. Thank you
so much.
Thank you.